What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. Here we go. First official podcast of the new year is brought to you by Quaver. And you guys know what Quaver is, but if you don't, Quaver is a new online platform that helps music students easily find a teacher and helps music teachers market, manage, and grow their studios. For private music teachers, Quaver was designed to take the administrative, time-consuming clutter out of running a private music teaching studio. Too much of a music teacher's time is wasted chasing down payments, organizing a teaching calendar, building an online presence, and finding new students. Quaver will help with all of that. On Quaver, you can automate receiving your lesson payments from your students, seamlessly organize your teaching calendar, and help yourself find new students with an easy-to-build studio webpage, and will even do the marketing of it for you. Along with the automated lesson payments, Quaver wants to help private music teachers earn more money. Because when have you ever heard a music teacher say, "I earn too much money"? Never. Quaver will reward teachers with a 1% bonus on their total annual teaching revenue that is processed through the platform. Essentially, Quaver pays music teachers for using the platform to enhance their income. For students and parents, Quaver is your go-to platform for finding a high-quality private music teacher. No more sifting through random Google search results or ripping off a paper tab on an outdated ad at a coffee shop. No more. Discover your next great music teacher on Quaver. We at Quaver are passionate about building the Quaver community, providing a seamless online experience, and to enhancing the lives of music teachers and students. You can find us online at www.quaver.io. That's Quaver.io. Quaver. Let's make music together. Three, two, one. What's going on, everybody? This is the Starving Artist Podcast. Solo Saturday 2. First podcast of the new year. Hope everyone had a great Christmas, great New Year. Safe. Hope everyone was safe. Safe as fuck. That's key numero uno for a dope holiday. I put out two little shitty short episodes because it was just craziness at home. I don't know if anyone else has a massive Italian family, but I come from a fucking huge one. And it was just, like I said, it was fucking eating 2 weeks straight, man. 2 weeks straight of just fucking eating and drinking. And like, if anyone who knows Italians, it's not like we're eating fucking lettuce, man. We're eating veal. We're eating salami. We're eating fucking like everything, like deep fried shrimp. My Nona makes the bombest. I don't know what it is. It's shrimp. I think it's deep fried. I don't know. It's in this crusty shit that tastes so good. And I ate a basket of it. I crushed an entire basket of it. And it was just, but it's an onslaught. Like, it keeps going. If you're going to eat like that, then Nona gets pissed if you don't keep eating like that. I don't know if anyone else has a Nona. A Nona is a brand of human definitely for Italians. She's like this, you know, Nonas aren't usually over like 4'8". You know, you'll get a tall Nona clocking in around 5, but I mean, it's not, you know, it counts, I guess, if they're a tall, you know, a tall Italian. It might work out, but Nonas are traditionally, if anyone ever sees a Nona over 5 feet, take a picture of that, post it on Instagram. That's probably like fucking Bigfoot. Seeing a Nona over 5 feet. I've never seen it. You know, I've been on this earth for 28 years. I've never seen a Nona over five. You know, you get them. Sometimes you get them at, you know, 4'8", 4'9". But you know, rarely do you see them over 5 feet. So Nona killed it with the cooking. Comes in hot Christmas Day with the lasagna and fuck, man. Italian lasagna is unreal, especially when it comes from a Nona. We're losing this generation of beings, guys. You think fucking you think 1990 kids are going to become Nonas and Nonos? I don't think so. My Nona used to drink old Vienna beer, which is, I don't know, it's like motor oil and grease in a fucking bottle. It was bad, but that's the kind of shit they used to drink. You think we're doing that? Nah, man. I don't think there's going to be... I think Nonas and Nonos are a rare breed, and cherish them. cherish them if you got them. It's a breed that's going away, and we need to preserve that. That's an incredible life form right there, the Nona. And then she does shit like she did at Christmas, just kept popping it out, her and my mom, two traditional Italian ladies, and just crushing it in the kitchen. My mom makes this, like, they make a lot of shit. They make a lot of stuff that I don't, they make rapini. Rapini to me is repulsive. I hate it, but people like it. My dad loves rapini. My dad also eats banana peppers out of the fucking jar. You know, I mean, it's gross, super gross, but he does it. It's just being in an Italian household. My grandfather, my nono, I remember him only eating it at Christmas. He would eat this shit called head cheese. And it sounds fucking, mind out of the gutter, people. It sounds gross, but actually, you know, it's disgusting. What am I talking about? But it's like this gray gelatinous stuff. Think of it like a square, I guess, of just gray gelatin. And then inside this gelatin is all the shit from a pig. And I think a cow too, that you don't use for anything. Like, it's not even good enough for hot dogs. And they're putting it in head cheese, and it's like, it just tastes like a salted brick of gray. If you know, there's no taste to it. I had it once when I was like 8. Fucking never again with that. Oh, it was bad. But fucking Nono liked it. My dad liked it. I think Nona crushed it too. Just a lot of stuff comes out at Christmas. I mean, and my Nono passed away, so I didn't see it this year. I just remember it just because it was at every single get-together, every single dinner. And just every year, the food just flies out of the kitchen, man. And it's, you know, I'm very fortunate. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have that over the break. But super fortunate that I can sit here and talk about how just I'm in a bad mood because I just put way too much food in my body. You know, not a lot of people have that issue. So I'm thankful for it. But it's just funny how just at Christmas, you get the cookies and the cakes and these things you never see at any other point throughout the year. And then it's just like, boom, just like fucking magicians, like Siegfried and Roy in the kitchen, just pumping out shit that you've never seen before. My grandmother, once again, Nona comes out with these peaches, and any Italian friend that I ask, I think they all call them something different, but they're basically like a cake. It's a little cake in the shape of a fucking peach, and the outside of it is like this sugar and pink stuff, and then there's like a little icing top to make it look like the stem. Then you crack this thing open and it's filled with custard and Nutella. There's no, I don't think Nona knows what the fuck a calorie is. Just custard and Nutella. I used to eat these things when I was a kid. And now eating it is, you just look at it and it, you feel your digestive system just like, no, not today, man. My dad crushes the half without the Nutella. It has to look, you know, older guy, cholesterol, that even the little cake part. Fucking delicious. And I'm sure other nationalities have their version of whatever the fuck Nona does. But it was just incredible. Incredible Christmas filled with, you know, good people. Some people don't have that. Like I said, you know, sometimes some people just don't have the family dynamic. It's shitty. It's fucking shitty. But, you know, I'm thankful that I get to go home and have, you know, all of this nonsense happen. Yeah, just the food. Incredible. Incredible amounts of food. And then drinking too, I took on, I don't know why, but just the booze was flowing extra special this year. It's not usually, my family aren't, you know, my immediate family aren't huge drinkers. The extended family can fucking, I don't even know the expression. There's no expression to quantify that. But we'll, you know, they'll demolish 6-7 bottles in a sitting, 3 guys of wine. Just, you know, craziness. They'll crush wine all night. And I decided this year I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Uncle Frank. And I lost. I think I lost every round. Didn't even make it out of the first 3. That was it. Out. By day 3, it just felt like a fucking bowling ball inside of me. I don't know how these old guys can crush it like that, but that was liquor anyway. We had wine, more wine than anything. I usually start off the year, I'll go home, and for some reason I got into the, you know, a big fan of the Big Lebowski, and I got my dad into it. So every Christmas I go home and we kick it off with a couple White Russians, which is basically vodka, vodka, milk, and like you can use like Tia Maria is decent. Kahlua is one to use for that, but it's a great like after dinner drink, winter drink, but also I just fucking love the movie and I started drinking them for fun. And I said, these aren't actually too bad. I mean, milk and vodka, okay, all right. But you throw the Kahlua in there, it's pretty fucking good, man. Can't really go wrong with it. Start every Christmas off with that, start every Christmas that with that. And my dad, the minute I step in, and then we're off. Guns a-blazing, that's it. Then that starts the two-week fucking assault on the digestive system. It was a lot of cheese, too. I had a small podcast out earlier about it. Just cheese on cheese. Nona got this shit, guys. I think it was Asiago. I'm not sure. But she got it straight from Italy. And it was... the only thing I can compare it to is every Nona usually has this... It's a wheel of crusty, crusty cheese. And I forget what it's called. It's not Parmesan, but it's something else. And she brought... It was like the next... It was like that part two. I don't know where she got it. She got it from Italy. It was like the sequel. And fuck, it was good. You throw that on a cracker. Then mom throws on what's it called? She makes a spicy little pepper sauce. Man. You pay for it. Really. Every bite, you just pay. You know what's coming. You know what's happening. And you're still going to do it to yourself. So you fucking do it. You might as well enjoy it. But, you know, that's the food portion. A lot of visiting, a lot of drinking. And then I had a friend of mine got married over the break. And it was, dude, I'm telling you, going to weddings, being the same age as everyone, maybe I'm just not ready. Maybe I'm just a kid. Maybe I'm just, fuck, maybe I'm just fucking not ready. But, you know, seeing your old friends get married, it's a pretty interesting, you know, pretty interesting feeling. Just seeing everyone grow up. And then, you know, I like to go home and connect with people sometimes. And as, you know, through life, through the path of whatever it is you're doing, you're always going to, you know, obviously people are going to fall by the wayside as far as your social circle. But there's always those good people that you understand, yeah, life happened. We're a little bit, you know, we're not obviously talking every day anymore, but I still like seeing you out. And it was just a reunion of that at this wedding. It was fucking awesome seeing some people. Everyone's doing well. Everybody's doing well. And there's some really cool conversations that I had with people that it was cool just because with the film stuff, right? Anytime anyone asks, it was just, I always say, I just got fed up of the regular grind of it, of doing fucking what I thought I wanted to be doing. And I just decided to pick up the camera again and actually chase something. But you start to realize that a lot of people have that, whatever that was to them, and then have now recently started going after it, which is super cool. Just because I remember talking to some people earlier, you know, way back, and no one really had it together. Everyone had a plan. Oh, I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And then as time goes on, maybe that doesn't work out. And then now you're, you know, in your late 20s and you're trying, you know, and you're still trying to figure it out. And then you meet people who said, fuck it. I was in law school and said, fuck it. I want to be something else. And now they're doing that, which is crazy cool. And it's cool to have the conversation with them because I'm doing the same fucking thing, being able to shoot. And this year's, you know, there's going to be some cool shit coming up this year for sure, work wise that, you know, I'm thankful that I decided to pursue it, you know, full time all those years ago. So yeah, it was a great break, man. Good break, long fucking break. It's tough being up in my hometown just because it's dark and it's shitty. There's no work. You feel that the town is hurting a little bit, but I mean, it's nice being home. Nice seeing, you know, nice seeing the family. Nice hanging out. One thing I didn't do that I wish I did was maybe reach out to a few other friends that I just didn't get to see. But like, man, I think everyone gets it at Christmas though. Just fucking crazy busy and stressful, and then You have a couple days to just chill out, relax, and then back to the grind. I think tomorrow is like everyone's, I feel like tomorrow is the official kickoff. Tomorrow being, I think tomorrow's the 9th. I'm recording this on Saturday, on Sunday the 6th. So I'm probably going to put it out sometime this week. So as of Sunday the 6th, so tomorrow's Monday, January 7th, which is the official, in my opinion, welcome back. Because no one gives a fuck last week. No one gave a shit last week. It's a half day week. People are still hungover. I bet you people probably booked off. And it was just, tomorrow is going to be the official, you know, welcome back. So, yeah, this one might be short tonight, guys. I just wanted to share my week. I feel like I had, it's tough to do these at home, too, just because there's really nowhere to do it. I live, you know, just the way my house is set up, everyone's kind of around all the time. And, you know, it's tough to sort of get into it at home. So, this is going to be the first official one of the year. And that's that. If you guys want to, you know, what did you guys do this break? You know, let me know what you guys did. I'm sure I left a lot out. I'm going to talk about this more in the next podcast. Over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be, I'm out of the country a couple of times this month for, I'm actually shooting in two different countries at the end of the week, or this week, and I think in a couple of weeks from now. So that'll be kind of sweet. But just because of that episodes, once again, I think this month is sort of a fucking wash. I hope this one is, we're at 15 minutes right now. Hopefully I explained myself enough, gave you guys something to listen to anyway. But I think that's it for now. This is going to go out ASAP. And then I think until February, until I'm back on firm ground for a while, I think they're going to be a little sporadic. So this one's going to be this week sometime. So hope you guys had a good break. Let me know what you guys fucking did. If you guys ate your ass off or have a Nona story. Nona stories are great. But I hope you guys have a great new year. And I'm going to try to get one of these out as soon as I can. See you guys later.